This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on the second weekend of February. On our show this hour is Craig Jackson, the president and CEO of Barrett Jackson Auto. They are the premier exotic and classic car auctioneers, and they have a remarkable story to tell. They are celebrating their 50th anniversary of their auction, and we'll be talking to Craig about that. Later on, well-known comedian and friend of our show, Tom Arnold, will be joining us. And Valentine's Day, yep, just around the corner. You need some help? We have some coming with our friend Jennifer Jolly. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause only momentarily. When we come back, my first guest, the second hour, Craig Jackson from the Barrett Jackson Auto.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry Walling, best-selling author, psychologist, and creator of the Zen Founder podcast. And I'm teaming up with Intuit QuickBooks for a new campaign to help small businesses. The QuickBooks Early Start campaign will provide integrated tools designed to help small businesses grow and succeed from day one. All small businesses face challenges, but Intuit can help with its global technology platforms. Early Start shows entrepreneurs how programs like QuickBooks and MailChimp can provide solutions for today's competitive marketplace. When it comes to keeping a small business running smoothly, Intuit QuickBooks provides the tools that allow business owners to focus on more important needs. Finally, as a psychologist who studies business practices, I advise entrepreneurs that it's critically important to work smarter and to put your time and energy toward activities that yield the highest return. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. For more information about the Early Start campaign, visit QuickBooks.com.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries. Are you getting all the benefits you need? If you have Medicare, you may now be able to get new benefits. Benefits may include eyeglasses, wellness visits, gym membership, meal delivery, and hearing aids with low copay. To find out which benefits you qualify for and to find out if you're getting the benefits that you deserve, you need to call Best Medicare. Our licensed insurance agents can look up your current benefits and tell you what additional benefits are available to you. It's easy. Just one call. Tell us the deductibles you prefer, the doctors you want to see, and if you want prescription drug coverage. The service is free and you have no obligation. You may even find plans with zero monthly plan premiums, zero copays on many services, and zero deductibles. You deserve every medical care coverage benefit out there, and we'll help you get them. Call 800-808-8323. 800-808-8323. That's 800-808-8323. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
It's Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And I was just telling our next guest before I went on the air, I've been a big fan of what he's been doing for many, many years, being a car guy the way I am. In fact, we have a couple of things in common. The fact that we're both car guys, and he lives in an area that I absolutely love in mid-Arizona. Joining us right now is the chairman and the CEO of the Barrett Jackson Auto Auction, Craig Jackson. Hi, Craig. How are you?
I'm awesome. Great out here, and we're all heading to Palm Beach this week.
Well, I can't wait, and as I mentioned in the introduction, and I'm serious about it, I've been out west a couple of times, but I never fail to go to the one that you have here in Palm Beach, and what breaks me up is I go to it, then I go home and I watch it. I mean, it's like I could watch it even though I know what the car is going to bring. And I mean this sincerely. You have done a remarkable job in taking this company that was really started back in 1971 by your father and Tom Barrett and really flourished into a reputation that's impeccable.
Well, thank you. I'm a car person myself, and I surrounded myself with former customers that were great car guys, and we take it seriously, and we treat everybody the way we want to be treated. We care very much about the cars and the hobby, and tried to create an atmosphere where new people can come in and feel comfortable at car collecting.
Well, I think that's the key to what you've done. is the fact that you make everyone feel welcome because of how you present this, how you market it. I mean, it's not just an automobile auction. It's a trade show. It's an entertainment show. It has all the elements of going. I mean, you might as well walk down the central part of the Vegas Strip. There's a lot of things happening at a Barrett-Jackson auction.
Yep, and that's by design. You know, in the old days when it was just a car auction, and it happens at other car auctions, you know, you'll go there, maybe there's one car in the morning and one car in the afternoon you want. Well, now what do? Sit there all day?
Right, right.
And also, it's not just to be just for the good old boys network. I've embraced to have the next generation have kids involved, have the wives involved, make it a family and a multi-generational sort of bonding experience. And it's really cool to see a grandfather, a father, and the grandson all out looking at cars together.
Well, yeah, the woman you talked to before we went on the air is my wife. She's a huge fan. I have a couple of sons, but sir, he's come down with me a few times. I joke around because I have this beautiful flag in my backyard, and people say, where did you get that? And I says, you're not going to believe this, but I bought it at a Barrett-Jackson auction at the flag booth, okay? I says, there's something for everyone there.
You know, we start the morning with automobilia in the morning, and then we lead right into the cars, but you can. It's a lifestyle event. You can come and find all sorts of things that you normally wouldn't think about going out and trying to find, all somewhat around automotive, but also what's cool for your estate, a lot of stuff for your garage. We do a lot of entertainment with our different galas that we do, and then our charity aspects that we do that our customers really help us with.
Well, and I tell you something, when I look down the long list of charities that your company's been involved with, it's unbelievable. Earning the Motor Trend's top 50 power list in the automotive industry two times, Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year, the list goes on and on and on. And I think what happened, Craig, and correct me if I'm wrong, of course, cars have always been a huge part of our economy throughout the 20th century. However, used automobiles, collector automobiles, let me put it that way, slap my hand, collector automobiles, I think probably at one point weren't as big as they are now. Similar to, let's say, an industry like NASCAR, which back in the early 60s was not a very well-known and well-accepted sport. Now it's colossal. Same with collector cars, isn't it?
It is. You know, we put it on TV. I put it on the Internet back in 94. And by doing those two things, it really opened it up to people that wouldn't just pick up a trade or didn't listen to a particular program. And you got to go at people all different ways because they may not think about it. It may be something that they would like to do, but they're not exposed to it. Once you expose them to it, and I can't tell you how many times I travel around and people tell me they were just channel surfing one day, found the auction, were glued to it for 5 or 6 hours, and really got intrigued about the cars and then wanted to get involved with it.
You know, it's funny you should mention that because I have talked to a lot of people that aren't car people, and that has a little problem that I have with that. That's just a personal thing because I can't see how anybody wouldn't be a car person, especially when you talk to them about a race because they say, oh, these guys are just going around left in a circle, not really realizing that they're more probably athletic inclined than maybe some football, baseball, and basketball players. But I have actually had people call me up and said, you know, I started watching this auction, and it's like a movie. I can't wait to watch the next car come up. And it is intriguing because even people who on a regular day wouldn't watch this, all of a sudden are brought into it and are kind of in awe of not only the cars, but how much they're worth.
That's true. And then people start thinking, you know, that's something I'd like to do.
Yes.
That's, it just grows. And you know, the first time that like a husband and wife will come to the event, normally it's the husband bringing the wife, and then it ends up turning, and I talk to a lot of customers, and the wives love it so much, they start putting it on the calendar, and you wouldn't think the wives would be that much into car collecting, but it's a great group of people, the atmosphere, the lifestyle. It's a great car show, all of our events. You'll see a lot of cars that you won't find just at a regular car show, because we consign such a broad diversity of cars, and it attracts people from all walks of life.
Craig, let me ask you something, though. I kind of chuckle, and I wonder if you do, too, when you see the husband backing off a bit, but the wife is going crazy for it. I mean, that's a confirmation of the fact of what you just said. The wives get into this sometimes more than the husbands.
They do, and yeah, the ringmen do a good job. They'll see the, you know, they'll read both, the husband and the wife. And sometimes it's the wife saying, oh, no, we don't need that much, honey. And you see, but a lot of times it's the guy that's sitting there going, you know, I don't know. And she's like, I want it.
And they get it at that point. I think the wife has more power than the guy in that situation, Craig.
Absolutely.
And I didn't realize, and I apologize for this, I didn't realize that you were such a huge collector of classic cars yourself, getting numerous best of show presentations, first place trophies, and really having an extensive education on classic car restoration.
Yeah, I ran our restoration shop for 20 years and learned from a lot of guys that were in their 60s and 70s when they taught me, even some of them up into their 80s, and taught me the old world way of metalwork and just how to really work on a car the proper way. And I still, we're restoring a Ferrari Daytona right now.
Are you really?
My fingers in it. It's sort of therapy for me. And I like doing it. But it gives me also a great eye when we look at cars and talk to people. I have 30-some cars in my private collection. I vintage race. I do rallies. You know, I've lived this lifestyle my whole life since I was a kid. And I think that's why I have such a passion for it, and it comes through. You know, I have some people, you know, on these blogs that are out there, oh, he's just an auctioneer. Actually, I don't know how to auction. I hire auctioneers.
I notice that.
I'm a car guy. I don't know a thing about auctioneering other than I hire the best in the world, and I monitor the auction up there. But the company is run by tried-and-true car people.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't, not just guys. My in-house attorney is a collector car. I mean, quite a few of us in the company all love what we do, and that's sort of what when we're interviewing someone. It's we interview them, we're like, this isn't just a job. You gotta own and live this lifestyle, otherwise you're not gonna make it at the 12 to 14 hour days that we put in to produce one of these. If you're just there just for a paycheck for an 8 hour day, you're not gonna make it.
Now you have to have motor oil running through your veins, I think. Okay, I really believe that. Craig, do you have time to stick with us? We're gonna do just a quick segment about some of your personal cars?
Sure.
Our guest is the chairman and the CEO of the Barrett Jackson Auction Company. The world's most respected car collector and restoration experts are part of it. Craig Jackson and myself will be back with more, talking about the success of his company, Barrett Jackson. And by the way, this year, Barrett Jackson is celebrating its 50th anniversary as a premier automobile auction. That's a great accomplishment. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come. We're going to be back here with Craig Jackson and myself when we return to Ron Segi Today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back with another segment of Ron Said G Today, nationwide and around the world. My guest has been so gracious to stay with us for another segment, being a car guy and a lover of fine art, and that is what I believe classic cars are. We're talking to Craig Jackson, the chairman and CEO of the Barrett Jackson Auction Company. Unfortunately, I could talk to you for about 4 days, Craig.
That's fine.
You are out in Scottsdale, Big Shot there, Palm Beach. You also do a show in Vegas, don't you, Craig?
Yes, we do Vegas, and we just added Orange County.
Orange County.
We do one every 90 days now.
Wow. And that is a big troop that comes in and does it. It started off as a family business. Let's talk about some of your cars. What are some of your cars? And when somebody comes to you and says, Craig, I want to buy one of your cars, is it hard to separate? I mean, it's like selling a child, you know what I'm saying?
Well, some I've turned down a lot of money for and haven't been able to sell them. My Hemi Cuda convertible, I hunted 10 years for the car that I wanted and found a purple white leather interior. You know, it's done in inviolet with white leather, white hockey stripe, white top. Just the epitome of a muscle car, fully optioned Hemi Cuda convertible. That one I've turned down numerous times, north of $2 million for. And I'm like, what do I replace it with?
Yeah.
It sits on a turntable in my garage. It's I have a ZL1 Rally Sport I bought from the original owner back in the 80s. Two 427 Cobras. One's a driver, one's a show car.
Wow.
I love Cobras. I have several Shelbys in my collection. Very early Shelbys, the Green Hornet, which is an experimental prototype, one-off Shelby. I have a Restomod Shelby, a 67 GT500, but with Carol's blessing, Carol built a all-aluminum 427 side oiler for it, and it's got a six-speed in it and air conditioning now, so it's sort of a Restomod, but it's also got a pure pedigree of a true GT500.
Oh, wow.
Looks stock from the outside. I have numerous other cars that I've collected that I have affinity for, like Buick's, Buick GS Stage 1 4-speed convertible.
You could go on, you could write
several Hemi cars.
I'm sure.
Other than the Hemi Cuda, 71 Hemi Roadrunner, 70 Hemi Challenger pistol grip 4-speed car I bought from the original owner. I hunted that car down, triple black.
Craig, do you drive these cars? Well, you mentioned the one on the turntable there, but do you every once in a while take them out? Because I was led to believe that if you don't, you got seal problems and everything else.
Oh, yeah. And I built a new garage at my house. I keep 20, roughly 20 at my house. My race cars, I have four race cars. I vintage race. I have two Trans Am cars. We rotate them all. We drive them. I alternate the race cars. I race at least one of them every year. The main one's my AAR CUDA. It was Dan Gurney's Trans Am car from 1970, car he retired in. That's my primary Trans Am car. I also have a 1970 Javelin. Great history on all of these cars.
Oh, that's sensational. Do you suggest people who are looking for exotic cars? In other words, I have a Rolls. This market is kind of soft right now, isn't it?
It is on ones that there's sort of a glut in. And I like exotic cars. You know, I like a lot of the new Lamborghinis. I don't know if you watched the Vegas auction where the guy bought the Veyron and then backed out. I ended up owning the Veyron.
Did you really?
I love that car.
Oh, yeah.
It's everything they say it should be.
Now,
a lot of cars you buy and you go out and you're like, well, that was a lot of hype. This thing, you put the pedal down, throws your eyeballs in the back of your skull. You're like, yeah, that's it.
Well, you know, I had the pleasure last year of driving with Valentino Balboni. That's an experience when you do that, you know, with those Lamborghinis. But let me ask you, I was told when I had a little debate one time with Jay Leno, who said I was a goof for doing this, but I did it anyway because I just liked the car. And I'm sure you have people that have passed in front of you that just liked the car. I bought a mid-70s Stutz Blackhawk. And, you know, he was all over me like a cheap suit on that car. But I got to tell you something, Craig. I know what it is. It's a nice-looking car, and it's a basically an American engine. It is an American engine, but I get a lot of looks when I drive that car.
Oh, yeah. We've sold quite a few of those over the years. In fact, I think last one we sold was Sammy Davis Jr.
Yes, yes. He had a white one and a black one. I think you sold the white one.
Yeah, I can't remember which color the one was, but I remember selling one of his.
Yeah. No, if you got the right name on the title on that car, you're probably in good shape. Elvis had four or five of them, and if you had that one, you'd be in great shape. I don't know who the title was on this because I can't find it on the VIN, but I will tell you that I get a lot of looks. I don't know if it's, you know, worth a lot of money, but it's certainly worth a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it. Now,
everybody we've ever sold one to has been a little on the flamboyant side.
Okay, so you know me now, Greg. Well, we'll be seeing each other this weekend, so I'm sure that you'll find that out real quick. Now, you also have auto collector's insurance, too, under the brand name of Bear Jackson.
Yes, that spawned out of my personal collection and going through things and trying to figure out, you know, I had car insurance with one person and I had this with that. And finally, the guy that manages all my my stuff said, we should go to one of the big companies and find someone that can underwrite all of this and make sense. So I was sort of the guinea pig, and we did it, and it was amazing the questions that they asked how much lower my rates became, but also it covered in all the gaps that I didn't know I had between all my different coverages. And I was so impressed that we cut a deal, and now it's Barrett Jackson Insurance, but we can do your whole collection. It's got great coverages on it. We custom tailored it to what we wanted as car guys, but we can also do your house, and if you've got airplanes or art or any high-end collectibles, and tie it all together in one policy.
I didn't know about the house, but I am a client of the cars, and now I'm going to look into the house situation. And a buddy of mine just picked up in your neck of the woods in Phoenix, 56 Lincoln Premier, and now he's a customer of you. So I'm out there spreading the word the best I can, Craig.
Good. Well, thank you.
Well, we're going to be looking forward to you. Now, the Barrett Jackson Auction Company, the Barrett Jackson Auction, will be taking place in Palm Beach. You got to go. If you love cars, you'll love it. If you're not a big car fan, you will also love it. And, Craig, this has been a treat. I'm going to be down there to see you, so hopefully we can maybe have a Coke together.
Sure. If people want, they should go to our website. All the info's on there. It's Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, hyphen, Jackson. .com, and a complete list of the cars and everything's on there and how to find us, all you need.
Oh, it's a great place. It's a fun weekend, everyone. And Craig, thank you so much. Join us again, would you please?
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you. I hope people will come down and enjoy it.
Oh, if they come down, enjoying it is going to be just automatic. And it's special this year because Barrett Jackson is celebrating their 50th anniversary of classic automobile auctions. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke on the phone with the President of France, Emmanuel Macron. Then later he spoke with President Biden. Both calls were about what would happen if Russia escalates tension by invading Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke on the phone with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to discuss acute concerns that Russia may be considering launching further military aggression against Ukraine. The State Department also issued a travel advisory warning not to travel to Ukraine due to the increased threats of Russian military action. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said they continued to see signs of Russia escalation around the border. Also on Friday, Biden warned Americans currently in the Ukraine that it was time to leave. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
The USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest, our paths have crossed over the years. Joining us right now is one funny man, Tom Arnold. Hi, Tom. How you doing? Welcome back.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well.
And I'll tell you, the last time you and I were in each other's company was back in 2009, June, where I did the eulogy and emceed the funeral for our mutual friend, Ed McMahon.
Oh, yes. Good old Ed.
Yes.
What a great dude.
You guys had the same birthday.
Yeah, Ed McMahon, Shaq, and yeah, I loved Ed. We're very close. I'm looking at a picture of him right now on the wall of my office.
Yeah. You were nice enough to come up on stage, and I think we were at the Radio and Television Pavilion or something there in Burbank, wasn't it?
Yes, we were.
Yeah, something like that. Sad day. And now you are doing something that is very cool. You're on the live edition, celebrity edition, I might add, of Family Feud, going a lot of places. Tell us about this, because this show is so good on television, and now you are bringing it on stage. Tell us about it, Tom.
Well, you know, back in the day, I loved the Family Feud. I've always loved it. I loved it from the first host, Richard, what was his name, Richard Dawkins?
Richard Dawson. Dawson.
Yeah, remember? And he kissed people.
Right.
And the guy from Hogan's Heroes, which, you know, it was just a fun show, and it seemed like if you watched it, and, you know, I used to watch it when I lived back in Iowa before I came out to Hollywood, and I thought, that just seemed like a show I could probably do. It's not like Jeopardy where you're like, yeah, I probably couldn't do that show. It just seemed like a fun show. And eventually the Jackie Thomas show, my TV show, we competed against Roseanne on the show. So I've been on the television show. And we won. And I have the clips to it. I was watching them recently as we get ready to go on the road to do this show. And I remember how competitive we were. And John Goodman and Roseanne and Lori Metcalf were just my cast. I had Martin Mull and the other guys. We really wanted to win. And it was very competitive. It was very fun. Someone called me that they do this live. I go, how does that even work? What do you mean live? They go, we go around the different cities and you know, 3,000 people will come out. And I was like, oh my gosh, and people could win money and they get picked randomly out of the audience and they put them together and a real, you know, game show producer will coach them up. And, you know, and I'm like, I'm not the host or anything. I'm like the family member, the celebrity family member. So I get to play, which is the most fun. And that's what we do. And, you know, I have little kids now and we love playing these games together. And, you know, I have a lot of energy still, barely, but it just seems like great fun. And people, like I say, can win money, and they're excited. It's a home run, I think.
Is Fremantle, the production company that does the television show, doing the live shows too, Tom?
Yeah, they're very good. They can do your laundry.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I think I'm 100% sure I would not be doing this if they weren't the ones doing it, because they are just excellent. They really know what they're doing. It's going to be the show, and they're going to do it like the show. It's going to be live. It's, you know, if you go to a taping of the show, there's dead spots.
Yeah.
You know, as you wait for things to be set up, there's not going to be dead spots here. When it's game time, you know, people are going to know the contestants are going to be, they'll be interviewed backstage, so they'll be in the order that the producer thinks that they'll be answering the questions, you know, how they do. They set up what they think is the quickest, smartest family member first, second, third. It's going to be great.
You are the perfect person for this. There is no doubt about it, because you radiate such energy, and being the fan as you are of the show. You know, we were talking about Ed earlier, his family. I got them on the TV version of Celebrity. The thing that really gets me, you talk about how everything kind of comes together. The host of this show is Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo Bowden won the television show's number one prize, Next Big Star, that Ed hosted.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. See? Now, see? Full circle everything?
Yeah.
You know, that's right.
I go down. You have done so many films, and I'm just going to mention a few. 9 Months, McHale's Navy, Cradle 2 to the Grave, Happy Endings, The Great Buck Howard, and, of course, the Fox News Net talk show, the best damn sports show, period. I love that. And you've been keeping busy like crazy. You started, actually, though, in an open microphone night at the University of Iowa just on a whim.
Well, you know, I dreamed. I grew up in Ottumwa, Iowa. As a single father, you know, he went to work and he came home, and my brother and I, the only time, we really heard him laugh downstairs would be when there was a Bob Hope special on. You know, I said to my brother, whatever it is that Bob Hope does, you know, I want to do that. So Bob Hope's this comedian. This is in the 60s, you know. And
yeah.
There'd be a Bob Hope do one of these USO shows or whatever, and he'd go to Vietnam or he'd go wherever the troops were, and he'd do these fantastic shows. And so I wanted to be a comedian. And when I saved enough money, worked at the meatpacking plant, you know, I eventually got to the University of Iowa. They had open mic night, and I just wanted to get up there and tell some jokes, and got all my friends together, and we had a bunch of drinks and told jokes. I still have a tape of this. First time, and you know, I wasn't good, and my friends thought I was, and ended up getting an opportunity for a job in Minneapolis, and ended up moving up there, and that's where I met my first wife, and she just started doing comedy from Denver, and then I started writing jokes for her, and then she went in 1985 on Johnny Carson, you know, with Ed McMahon there, and it was her first time, and she did a couple of jokes I'd written, and Johnny loved her, and
yeah.
Sat her down there, and then she had a career. And then she said, I want to, you know, do a show about my life. I want you to come out and write it. So I came out there out to L.A., and one of the first things I did was a Bob Hope special. So my dad was sitting at home in Ottumwa, Iowa, and on the same TV that he watched and laughed at Bob Hope when I was a kid, the same living room, he saw me with Bob Hope. And laughed. And then, you know, and of course Bob Hope called him and, you know, it was amazing. And that's my first magic is, you know, making my dad laugh with the guy that he idolized, you know. Yeah, that's what happened. But yeah, I just got up and I told some jokes I'd stolen from other people and then eventually learned how to do it right.
You know, Tom, when you told that story, I just got the chills when you said the thing about the Bob Hope story because, boy, what a great way to have your father see that. I mean, that is sensational. Gosh, wow, that's heavy stuff right there.
Well, it was amazing. And, you know, Bob Hope, you know, I get hooked up with the USO for Bob Hope, and I do stuff with him. And then he has me come down to Palm Springs, and, you know, he has that beautiful house down there. And I spend time with him and get to know him. And, you know, Bob Hope liked to work, too. And he'd call and say, hey, he'd be golfing over there at Toluca Lake. And I'd say, hey, come over and do the tag on the Roseanne Show or whatever. And he'd do it. We had so much fun. Just so many things that he and his wife and just these incredible people. And, you know, what a crazy honor to get to know Bob Hope and to get to know, you know, Johnny Carson a little bit. But Ed McMahon, I knew Ed McMahon and his wife very intimately and spent so much time with them. And, you know, what a big honor that is for somebody like me, too. It's just really good people.
Yeah, they really are. In fact, he and I were partners for many years and toured with a show called The Tonight Show Memories. And I got a call about 2 months ago from Pam, his wife, and she wants to do that
Pam.
Again. Yeah, and so we might
That's
do it.
That's a good idea. People love that. Man, you know, I was talking to Jane Fonda, and her and Lily Tomlin were doing stuff on the road. And they, at first they were like, I don't know about, you know, doing these memory shows, and then they were like, oh, my God, this is the best. People just love it. You know, and people that were movie stars, people love it. The Tonight Show, the memories, again, I'm looking at pictures. I see Ed sent me these pictures of Joan Crawford with him and Johnny on the show. Ed gave me the most amazing original pictures from the Tonight Show. But these memories, people love them. It's like why people love the older rock bands.
Right.
They sell out.
Right.
And then the new ones don't. People love this stuff. That would be a fantastic idea.
Well, yeah, we're going to do it. You know, I look down the list, Tom, of all of the places that you're going to be at, and you're going to be at the Villages in Florida. And speaking about tributes, I do a show with a 15-piece orchestra called The Tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand, and we're going to be playing the Villages on the 20th. It's a nice place. You'll like it.
Oh, Dick Clark's another one.
Yeah.
Loved him.
Tom, we invite you to come back and check out Family Feud Live for tickets. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much. guys, buddy.
Tom Arnold has been our guest, and the name of the show, of course, is The Family Feud Live Celebrity Edition. I've seen some of the early reviews of the rehearsals, and they are fabulous. We are going to pause only momentarily because there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. We invite you to check out our website, which is ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. And you're also invited to check out our other website, which is Seggi Sings, Seggi Sings. We'll be right back with more with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Around the world, you are listening to Ron Seggi today. I'm so glad that our next guest is here. We just talked to her just around Christmas time, and I knew she'd be back. And she is a tech and lifestyle expert. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day gift ideas with our friend Jennifer Jolly. Hi, Jennifer. How are you? Happy New Year.
Hi, Ron.
Well, happy new year to you. And, you know, it's always a little bit of a crazy time of year. We're just recovering from the holidays, and boom, it's Valentine's Day. And, you know, Lord help us if we don't get a perfect gift to express our love. A lot of us have just used up kind of our best gift-giving ideas. So I'm back to really help out, keep that love going, spread the love, all the good things.
Well, I have a statistic here that is kind of cool. There's a 250% increase in people surfing the web for Valentine's Day gifts for guys, and nearly 200% increase in searches for the perfect gift for the ladies.
Ron, you know, we were talking about CES, the giant consumer electronics show that happened in Las Vegas in early January, and one of the hottest bits of technology, you know, top five, all of us, top five picks, is the Samsung Freestyle. It's a flexible projector, and I think it's one of the top five best new gadgets of the whole entire year. It creates cinema-quality entertainment experiences, really anytime, anywhere. It's just a little bit larger than a water bottle, weighs about a pound and a half. You plug it in, point it at any surface, and it automatically focuses, levels, and then projects really stunning cinematic videos. It can make a screen or create a screen from about 2.5 feet to almost 9 feet wide. So it really is a cool, neat, fun, awesome gadget. During COVID times, a lot of us took to having kind of family movie nights or backyard movie nights. So this takes that to entirely new heights. And then just pair it to Samsung's water-resistant MXP50 sound tower. You basically can create your own, like, drive-in movie theater in your backyard, or I should say snuggle-in movie theater in your own backyard. I'm super enamored with this.
I have to tell you something, Jennifer, and I'm glad that we're talking about this, because so many times at Valentine's Day, people have the traditional things, like Christmas time, where they give the father the tie, the box of candy, you know, it's the flowers and everything else. See, I'm a big believer in sustainability. Buy something that's going to last a while. Now, they might say clothing or something, but I love these ideas. You can give that to guys or gals, right?
I think it's a couple gifts. It's the perfect thing to, you know, this would be one of those things I would get doing little bunny quotes. You know, I'm getting it for my husband, but really it's for me and my daughter and our son. You know, it's like the perfect sort of gift for everybody. It's a little bit of a splurge gift. It comes in at just under $900. So it's one of those gifts that is perfect for a family, and you're going to use it so much. I have it in our living room right now, and I'm projecting a giant image on our wall. I don't really need a TV in my living room now.
Yes.
Like, I just have this projector.
See, I like your thinking on this. Now, I tell you, one year I gave my wife a sweeper, and I can be honest with you, this did not go well, okay? In fact, it's only been, like, the last 2 weeks that she started talking to me again, because I think a sweeper is not the thing you want to get. What are some other goodies you have in your bag of presents for Valentine's Day? Because I tell you something, it gets harder and harder every year.
No, I know it does. And one of those, it's not a gift in and of itself, but it's a tool to get a great gift. It's called Affirm. And I'm thinking of this one because you can use it to buy jewelry from David Yurman. And David Yurman is one of my favorite jewelers and creates just these beautiful bangles, necklaces, rings, bracelets. If you shop with a tech tool called Affirm, it's a flexible and transparent alternative to credit cards that lets you pay over time. You can use it with more than 100,000 retailers in the United States. You can shop online. You'll see it as a choice when you go to check out to use Affirm. You can buy gorgeous flowers. I have a couple bouquets right now from Urban Stem, that jewelry from David Yurman, a great kitchen and home gadget gift from Williams Sonoma, experience gifts from StubHub. You can even use it for travel, like with American Airlines, and tons more. It really lets you spread out the price of your purchase into biweekly or monthly payments with options if you qualify as low as 0% APR. So the total cost of your purchase shown up front, and they never charge you a penny more than you agree to. No late or hidden fees. Period. Makeup, for the not-so-great gadget gifts of the past, I'm thinking it might be jewelry time this year.
I think something, yes. It's got to be or a new Mercedes or something of that nature. Now, I understand that.
Right.
I keep on hearing buzzwords like sustainability and value-minded.
Yeah.
And these are all things that we're talking about now, things that have value, things that are not going to die on a vine someplace like a rose.
Right.
I don't want to offend all the rose lovers out there, but let's face it, it's a short-term deal, and these things are long-term, and not to use a beat-up saying, but it's something that can be with you for a long, long time, and every time you look at these gadgets, you can think of a Valentine's Day that you got it.
Well, that's exactly right, and I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Like most of us in the techno world, we shop for top gadget gifts using online, like eBay refurbished. That's one way a lot of us are able to get our hands on so many different gadgets, because you can get a whole lot more bang for your tech buck with their array of high quality, like new devices like Apple and Bose, iRobot, Dyson, Samsung. There are some spectacular finds there right now, especially women, if you're really stuck on what to get men. There's 25% off the DJI Mini 2 drone. That's my favorite, easiest to use consumer technology drone. You can zip around, shoot videos and still photos from it. It's really simple to pilot from just your smartphone, really. And then they also have the over-ear Bose 700 noise-canceling headphones that are about 20% off. Everything in the refurbished program out of eBay has to meet really rigorous standards and comes backed by an up to 2-year warranty and also ships for free. So those are all kind of checks all the boxes for getting some great gadgets at really great prices.
Oh, I love that idea. That is sensational. Where can we go for more information on this and other ideas?
Everything I talked about here today, plus one more super awesome tech tool when it comes to dodging heartbreak, spending too much money because you waited till last minute, you can go straight to my website at techish.com. More gadget ideas, more great tech tools. I'm here to help. I'm your BFF when it comes to great gadgets.
It's techish.com, techish.com, where you will find the woman that helps me so much either at Christmas time, Valentine's Day, Flag Day, Groundhog Day, and that is Jennifer Jolly. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us. Hope you have a great Valentine's Day, and I certainly look forward to you coming back on the show.
Thank you, Ron. Happy Valentine's and your entire family.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Boy, some great ideas. It is getting harder and harder to buy a Valentine for your sweetheart, but Jennifer has the answers, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Opportunity is coming to your area. Are you ready to own your own business? This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. Mr. Sandless, the largest wood refinisher in the world, needs owners throughout your area. Due to the housing shortages in the U.S., Mr. Sandless sales are skyrocketing, driving demand for their unique Sandless refinishing service to record earnings, and you can get in on the action. Mr. Sandless has already refinished more than 100 million square feet of floors with no sanding and nothing to clean up afterwards. Brand new territories are available right now across the nation. You could be the exclusive Mr. Sandless owner right where you live. A very low entry fee gets you started with a profit potential that's massive. Get all the details at msfranchise.com. That's msfranchise.com. But hurry, the best territories will go fast.
That's a wrap with Ron Seggi today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include the original drummer for the Beatles and a gentleman who lost his job just before they went big, Pete Best. Also from the pawn shop, Rick Harrison, NASCAR star Kurt Busch, the 500 from Daytona Beach coming up on the 20th of this month, Craig Jackson from Barrett Jackson Auction, also comedian Tom Arnold and Jennifer Jolly. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today. Hope you have a great Valentine's Day, and until next weekend, I hope that you also have blue skies and green lights.